Masechet Midot Perek Dalir, Mishnah Vav, the last two Mishnayot in this Perek will talk about the dimensions of the Hechal building, where the Kodesh Kodashim was, where the different, most of the vessels of the Bet HaMikdash were. Mishnah says, V'ha-Hechal me'ah al me'ah, al rum me'ah. The Hechal building was 100 Amot by 100 Amot. So 100 Amot long by 100 Amot wide, and also had a height of 100 Amot. Ha'otem shesh amot ve'govho arba'im amah. The otem, which was the platform that was a foundation to support the building and all of the walls, was 6 amot high, and ve'govho arba'im amah. And the height of the first floor, the first story of the Hechal, was 40 amot from floor to ceiling. So we're starting at the bottom, which is the otem, and then we're going up. Next word is the 40 amot of the first floor. Amakiyud. Above that first floor, there was a ledge of stone that was one amah thick that protruded into the room all the way around on all the four walls. This was called the kiyud, which means decoration, because it was gold and it had a beautiful design. V'amataim bet dilfa. Above that ledge, that kiyud, was heavy wooden boards that were two amot thick. These are called the Bet Dilfa, the joining structure, because they held the ceiling planks together. Ve'amah tikra, one amah for those planks, those ceiling planks. Ve'amah amah azeva, and one amah for the stones of plaster that made the flooring of the next floor of the third floor. So all of this divide between the first floor and the second floor was a total of 5 amot, the 1 amah decoration, the 2 amah joining structure, the 1 amah ceiling, and then the flooring of the next floor. The gova shel aliyah 40 amah, the height of the next story, the second floor, was 40 amot from floor to ceiling. The amah kiyur, the amah taim bedilva, the amah tikra, the amah ma'azeva. And above this story as well, there was an identical structure of 5 amot. One amah for the decoration ledge, two amot for the joining structure, one amah for the ceiling, one amah for the flooring. And then on top of this ceiling was the peaked roof over here that went all the way on top. Veshalosh amot ma'ake. There was 3 amot of a fence that ran around the edge of the roof, even though spots of tefillah don't usually need to have a ma'azeva for safety. They wanted Hachamim learn out from here that the Hechal did require a fence. Ve'ama kale orev, one ama for the crow chaser that sat above the fence. There was a thin piece of iron that was one ama high that was sharp at the top that made sure birds didn't land on it. Others say that it was all spikes. That was one amah high, that was above on the entire roof, that made sure that birds didn't land on the entire building. It was to make sure that there was no dead animals on the roof, and to make sure that the roof, the holy roof of the Beit HaMikdash, never got dirty. The height of everything here totaled 100 amot, with everything being added together. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo haya kale orev ole min hamida. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the spikes that were the crow chaser that were on top over here weren't included into the 100 amah measure because they weren't considered to be part of the structure of the building. Ela arba amot haya ma'ake. But the 4 amot was the height of the fence, and that made the 100 total when you add everything together, according to the Biuda. Take away the 1 amah spike and include a higher ma'ake to reach 100.